Hey there, thoughtful listener. Would you like consistent and predictable sales activity with no spam and no ads? I'll teach you step by step how to do this, particularly if you're an agency owner, consultant, coach, or B2B service provider. What I teach has worked for me for more than 15 years and has helped me create more than $10 million in revenue. Just head to upmyinfluence.com and watch my free class on how to create endless high-ticket sales appointments. You can even chat with me live, and I'll see and reply to your messages. Also, don't forget, the Thoughtful Entrepreneur is always looking for guests. Go to upmyinfluence.com and click on podcast. We'd love to have you. With us right now, it's William Reagan. William, you are the co-founder of Kingdom Marketing. You're found on the web at trykingdom.com. William, thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, thank you, Josh. I appreciate it.
Yes, absolutely. Well, by the way, anytime we have a fellow veteran business owner, I just want to say thanks so much. You served in the United States Air Force during some exciting times. And so I just want to say again, thank you so much. Love our fellow, you know, like I said, our military veteran business owners. But tell me a bit about Kingdom Marketing, who you are, and kind of your impact in the world.
Yeah, thanks, Josh, for that. And appreciate the call out to the veteran thing. Y'all were worth it. Kingdom Marketing is a response from me and my partner, Skylar. We co-founded this thing together as a bit of a conviction of heart. He and I are brothers in Christ, and we kind of convicted ourselves reading Matthew 25 one day about the parable of the talents. And we asked ourselves, like, what are we doing? Like, we have this incredible skill set between the two of us, and we understand marketing, and we wanted to branch out and do our own agency. And it is a response to try to partner with organizations. We partner with Sacred Selections. They adopt the funding for Christian families, the entire funding process, $30,000 just to adopt kids, fatherless children into their home. So we give 10% back to them. And that's what we want to do. We are the perpetuators of the kingdom and good business practices that work here. And we want to promote other businesses in that regard as well, because we believe as they develop and grow, that their talents will increase and good will win out in the end.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Kingdom Marketing.
You know, even just from a, like, if you were to break down, like, let's say that you were just kind of focused on the values or the kind of a secular observation of what that means, like, how would you define that to either a non-believer or just someone that, you know, is just kind of step removed from that world?
Sure.
What's good there? Or, you know, what might you say, you know, leads to a client being attracted to that? Or how does that, asked another way, how does this influence how you work together?
Yeah, that's a really awesome question.
Well, in many different, it took me a while to get there, but thank you.
Depends how high you rank God there. But yeah, definitely an awesome question for sure. You know, we thought about that because we didn't want to come off as like crazy either. We made this like marketing agency, but like we're convicted by our faith and we're not ashamed of that either. And so we kind of believe like in this go and do likewise mentality. Like, we're not here to pick denominations or anything. All we want to do is set the precedence for what a business trying to do good things looks like. And for example, the adoption of the babies. Are you kidding me? That's a good thing. No one would be like, I don't know about the babies. Like, I don't know about the adoption of the babies. Maybe they should stay in the orphanage. It'd sound crazy. And so like, we're like, okay, like, look at us do this. Maybe you could figure out like with your business what it is that you can do too. So go and do likewise is kind of like a core value of what we believe in. And we are not grain stores either. We're not trying to just accumulate wealth for the sake of wealth for our company. We're trying to accumulate wealth to do more good with it. And so that's kind of what that looks like as well. And then, you know, it's commitment bred by faithfulness. And I believe that any entrepreneur is committed to something. You have to be faithful to step out of the boat and start a business. You do. You've got to step out in full faith of yourself, whatever abilities, whatever talents, whatever opportunities you have. You're making the call to step out in faith. And all we're asking, really, you don't have to claim that Christ is God to do business with us. However, this is our mentality, and we get it. We understand the faith aspect of it, and we're in it with you. Like, we want to partner with you. Let's do good things together.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I never forget, you know, one guy that was, you know, he's a believer. Mm-hmm. And I share that word. I don't even know what really, if that's the right word for that. So he very much, you know, he'd consider himself a Christ follower. And I like that he shared, you know, it's like, listen, even if you're not interested in the religion and in the Bible, there's a lot of good personal development in this book, like a lot of good personal development. What would be maybe, you know, a couple of, you know, you mentioned this, you know, idea of kind of stepping out in faith, right? Which is what it absolutely takes to succeed in business. I mean, there's so many times you have to step out into the unknown and like, look, I feel like it's going to work, like, you know, but at some point there is this leap of faith that one needs to take, you know. Maybe aside from that or inclusive of that, you know, what are some of those core messages that you think really drives your value system today and some of the decisions you make in business?
Yeah, fantastic. Thank you for that. I don't know exactly how tomorrow is going to play out in business. We have an economy that it feels crazy sometimes. Like, we are, what is the gold standard even anymore? Like, I don't even know. It's ones and zeros. And, you know, I see it, I can manipulate it in a way and do this, but I don't know what tomorrow is going to be. I really don't. And you have to be an entrepreneur that understands that changes are coming. I don't understand what AI is going to do fully, like, to white collar and blue collar industries in the future. And there's just a lot of uncertainty. But as entrepreneurs, there is a calling in our heart, and it is build something. Something was put into us that said build, and it would be against our nature as entrepreneurs to deny that, in my opinion. Mm. And going down that path is one of faith in and of itself. It's there. You can't have one without the other. To be an entrepreneur, you have to be a man of faith in something.
Indeed. So share just a bit about tactically what Kingdom does.
Yeah, great question, because at the end of the day, we are professional marketers. You know, that is our bread and butter. And so we believe in a holistic approach to our marketing efforts. There is no just, let me pick a package and let me run with it. Like, I think that I need SEO, or I think that I need branding. My question is, why do you think that? I want to know why that you believe that. I want to know exactly what it is that you've done in the past that has produced results, what hasn't produced results, and what would be the cost of not doing anything today. And so that goes down a rabbit hole. Our process starts once we get with a client to do a strategy session, you know, and we need to really figure out where you're at. And we believe that if you need branding, we'll start there, and then we'll go towards, you know, refining that message, amplification, the analytics of it. Maybe you need SEO, maybe you need PPC. Totally depends on the market and the industry that we're going after. We are not industry specific right now. We might niche down a little bit later into industry, but we're still trying to figure out who it is that we like working with. You know, we have cybersecurity as a client, warehouse services as a client, restoration improvement and stuff. So we're still trying to find our niche within that. We felt like kind of putting our net out there and being like, you know, we're Christian Kingdom marketing oriented, that was a niche enough for today, but tomorrow it might niche down even further. So,
yeah. Well, in that world, what are some trends that you've been observing that, you know, for someone that maybe has not been paying attention to, again, whether that's branding, presence, you know, digital amplification, or that sort of thing? Are there any observations that you've seen over the past year or so that you're like, yep, we are keeping our eye on this?
Yeah, there's a tried and true traditional method to marketing that has existed for a little while, and it works, and it still works today. You know, SEO as it is, good backlinks, good content being produced is going to rank you up into Google. Google still has its algorithm set to particular parameters that are just tried and true and traditional right now. What's coming around the horizon, though, is generative AI response optimization. Yeah. Right. So we need to figure out how to properly optimize prompt engineering AI models to gravitate towards the business in the area properly. So when you go on a vacation, let's go to Utah, and you have GPT-4 plan the whole thing for you, and you write this prompt, and now give me the 10 best places to eat while I'm there. That didn't exist a year ago. So that is an interesting horizon. However, these models are still aggregating a lot of that information from the web, which is still, though, being curtailed by Google, Bing, and the big search engines. So it's still having to reference something right now, but it's an interesting landscape. It's moving fast, Josh, and today's answers won't be sufficient for tomorrow. You know, we need to innovate and keep thinking ahead of the curve as business and entrepreneurs, and how it is that we resonate with our target audience properly and bring them into their front door. You know, that's always, that needs to be assessed constantly.
Yeah. So, you know, and again, the future for Google is you're going to go to Google, because Google still wants you to go to google.com, right? And
totally.
You're going to ask a question or search for something, and Google's just going to answer it for you. You're not going to have to go and look at 8 to 10 different blogs. Google's already done that for you. And they've taken an amalgam of the typical search results and like, we're just going to sum it up for you, right? And so how might we prepare ourselves for that better? What does it mean to write for generative AI?
Sure. You know, it's getting with a person that wants to dive deep into it and be in the weeds with it. And that is me, to tell you the truth. I love this stuff. It's so fascinating to me how fast it's moving. And I don't expect the people that sign up with us and partner with us to wear that hat. I want to wear that hat for you. And so it just is going to take AI on the prize and just ride the train of AI and see how it goes. Right now, today, it's still good old-fashioned traditional SEO, PPC, proper content production, just on a drip basis, and then good marketing will produce good results. It's just the way it is. There's a science to it. But we'll see what tomorrow brings with Bard and GPT-5 and robots.
Well, it's going to be interesting, too, to see how Google incorporates, obviously, because they don't want to cannibalize their paid ads, right?
Exactly.
So it'll be interesting to see how they wrap advertising opportunities around those AI responses. I'm curious about that.
Yeah, it's a fascinating comment. It really is. And one that as marketers that we need to be paying attention to. But they're not going to turn down ad spend.
No,
they're going to figure it out.
William, your website, trykingdom.com. Someone's been listening to our conversation and they want to learn a little bit more about what it would look like to work with you, or at least kind of get an overview of your superpowers, your services, et cetera. Like, what would you recommend? Where do they go from here?
Yeah, just fill out the contact form. I'll personally reach out to you and we'll get a conversation going. And just kind of understand where you're at. You know, it's a free analysis, competitor analysis, and we'll get a good baseline to make sure that we're a good fit for each other. We want to make sure that a relationship is well established and that you're happy from the get-go, just as we're happy with you from the get-go. So we'll make sure the relationship is good. And then we'll get started with the strategy session and we'll map everything out. You'll be so happy that you did it. Our mapping out process of branding is fantastic. We'll get a baseline of where you're at. If you're currently doing SEO, like, you know, I want to know about all that. And we'll evaluate any PPC campaigns. I want to optimize money. I want to optimize return on investment. Marketing and sales need to be handshaking constantly. And they need to be copacetic with each other constantly. And that's done by good data. And so we understand all that, but our services range from, I've kind of described them, technical side, backlinks, blog writing, copywriting, SEO, local SEO, PPC, And then we also do graphics, websites, videos, and our systems are constantly being evaluated for optimization. That's just who I am as a military man. And, you know, we're ready to rock and roll. We say this thing at Kingdom Marketing, let's get activated, because we are. And we invite you to rock and roll with us.
Awesome. William Reagan, co-founder Kingdom Marketing, your website, trykingdom.com. William, thank you so much for the conversation.
Absolutely, Josh. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Thoughtful Entrepreneur Show. If you are a thoughtful business owner or professional who would like to be on this daily program, please visit upmyinfluence.com/guest. If you're a listener, I'd love to shout out your business to our whole audience for free. You can do that by leaving a review on Apple Podcasts or join our listener Facebook group. Just search for The Thoughtful Entrepreneur in Facebook. I'd love, even if you just stop by to say hi, I'd love to meet you. We believe that every person has a message that can positively impact the world. We love our community who listens and shares our program every day. Together, we are empowering one another as thoughtful entrepreneurs. Hit subscribe so that tomorrow morning, that's right, 7 days a week, you are going to be inspired and motivated to succeed. I promise to bring positivity and inspiration to you for around 15 minutes each day. Thanks for listening, and thank you for being a part of the Thoughtful Entrepreneur Movement.